I need to start today's Here's a Thought by a bit of a caution, I guess, that I'm feeling rather contemplative this morning. And a strange thought has occurred to me, which I'm in the process of thinking through. So please don't expect any answers in this commentary, but rather a series of questions that I think are worthwhile considering. The idea that occurred to me is that a print is some form of affirmation, or more likely, a request for affirmation. Hence, I'm titling this, Here's a Thought, Print as Affirmation. The idea is this. As we wander through life, we see something, particularly us photographers, we see something that prompts us to make a photograph. Why? That's become a really prevalent question, particularly because making photographs are so easy and we have so many of them. Why do we need to have more? It's a mystery that does require a certain contemplation, a necessary attention, and I'd go so far as to say some form of confirmation. By that, I mean certain questions come up. Did we see what we thought we saw? The print gives us the ability to consider this more carefully. Did we understand what we thought became clear that motivated us to take the picture? Maybe that question only flits through our brain at light speed. But on the other hand, when we look at a print, we have the ability to think about it a little more carefully. In other words, do we make a print in order to confirm our experience? We were out there in the world. We saw something. We photographed it. We think it's important enough to photograph. We think we can make an interesting piece of artwork out of it. Do we make that print in order to confirm our experience? Do we share that print with others so that they can confirm our experience? You know, I wrote an article years ago that proposed that photography fundamentally is the process of saying, look at this. We spend our creative energy looking at the world and deciding what's worth looking at and needs more attention and what doesn't. And so fundamentally we say, look at this, because of all the things we could have photographed in the world, this is the one we think has meaning, that is important. And we've done all that we've done, the work, the expense, the travel, the computer time, the printing, the matting, the framing, in order to say to an audience, look at this. We think this is important. And hopefully the audience agrees and takes some value and some meaning from what we photographed. We photograph because we think it's important. Well, if that's the case, how necessary is it that others affirm our observation, even if that affirmation comes from our future selves? I suppose, put a bit more brusquely, why do you process your images? If the act of photographing them is looking at the world, finding a scene, constructing a composition, and clicking the shutter, why can't we say at that point that we've seen what we need to see? And then, of course, we bring that image back, we process it in the darkroom or in the digital darkroom in order to enhance that potential for meaning and connection and understanding, because it may not be obvious in the quote-unquote raw print. So again, the finished print becomes an affirmation of what we think there is worthy of seeing and noticing, but we also hope that other people, that an audience, can affirm for us what they see. And it's always nice when what they see is what we intended them to see. And various photographers will have various measure of importance in that audience affirmation. Some people don't care. Some people care a lot. But I know few photographers who actually have the courage of their conviction when they say they don't care what an audience thinks by never showing their prints to an audience. We do, because somehow we hope that print is an affirmation of our intentions, of what we saw, of what we selected was important. And if any of that is true, then the consequence of that train of thought is that without a print Or I suppose we could say an Instagram post, a website post, a PDF, a blurb book. If it isn't somehow manifest so that other people can see it, then how can it possibly be an affirmation except in our own private little mental world? But even there, the finished image that we make is an affirmation that what we saw was as important as we hoped it was important enough to photograph and put all the time and energy into it. You see, the end of the sentence, "look at this," is, "look at this because I think it's somehow going to be important for you to do so." And again, that you may be an external audience or it may be our future selves. It's a value judgment. This image that we've made is worth spending time with. And if it's not, why are we making them?
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.